gibberish.
Humbug.
Baloney.
Malarkey.
Rhubarb.
Mumber jumber.
Bunkum.
It's the G Flat Program, starring Dan Grubb. You know, whenever I've got people coming by for dinner, I make sure to put out some D Flat. D Flat is preferred by black key aficionados everywhere. F sharp has to be taken every 4 hours, but D flat lasts all day long. And you can use D flat in anything from Clair de Lune to Sweet Child of Mine. For full rich flavor that whitens your teeth, trust D flat. Tonight's episode, The Quest for the Missing Page, or
Sir Hourman and the 404 Error.
Since the days of the Yat-Drawn Carriage, we have looked to the skies with lust. Hope. I mean hope. 1783, the Montgolfier brothers demonstrate the hot air balloon. 1903, the Wright brothers invent the airplane. 1919, Alexander Fyodorovich Andreev invents the jetpack. And for the next 98 years...
Where's my jetpack? Where's my jetpack? Where's my jetpack? Where's my jetpack?
Fine, fine, you can all have jetpacks.
Schmitzer with this breaking news. Another 70,000 people were killed today due to sky rage. Since the widespread distribution of jetpacks, sky rage-related murder has quickly become the number one cause of death in America. Our BNN projections indicate that if this mortality rate continues, the U.S. population could reach negative 20 million by the year 2030. In international news, a potentially dire misstep in the Bunkumian War today as General Relativity rolled a natural one for initiative, allowing General Soshikin to launch an ICMM or Intercontinental Magic Missile. ICMMs have been banned since the 2010 Arbitrary Accords declared them indefensible. That's one for the nerds there. In other fantastical tales of knight errantry, Sir Hourman the Underqualified is making his way through the enchanted woods now.
Ah, how enchanting. There's nothing like trotting through the forest on a quest to get the blood going. I really must get a horse one of these days.
It should be noted that in the days of knight errantry, they spoke old English, which sounded like this.
Would you like to smear a boulder on my toes?
And so the story has been dubbed into modern English. As such, the lips may not always match the audio. We apologize for any inconvenience. And now, back to the story.
Squire Cloy. Are you back there?
Yeah, a little tired, sir.
Nonsense. We've only gone 4,000 miles.
Can I at least set down some of the equipment?
Oh, come on. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. The dogs are... Whoop! Pardon me. I feel like I could walk all day.
Wandering night errant.
With my faithful!
Oh, fine. Lunch break!
What'll it be, Mac?
What's today's special?
Like a lamb with potatoes and seasonal vegetables. Only $15.
Any lighter fare?
Give you soup and salad for $8.
How about a day-old loaf?
Sure, that's $2.
What do you have for 20 cents?
I can sweep some table scraps into a box and spit on it.
Can I have that without the spit?
Nope.
Fine. Here.
Oh, you've got to insert it in the chip reader.
Ah, thanks. Come, Squire Cloy, let's find a seat.
Not in here, Stinky.
I'm a paying customer. I've got rights.
You've got flies.
Well, we haven't passed the lake for a while. I suppose it's made us a little fragrant.
Flagrant's more like it. I smelled you coming a mile away. The health department will shut me down if I let you eat here. Why, look, all my lettuce is wilting. Now scat before you turn my mutton.
And so we dined al fresco.
I dined al Pacino. Ow! Oh! Ow! Ow!
Oh. Stop hitting that idiot!
Oh, I was just getting good at it.
Yeah, he was just getting good at
silence! Who hurt that? Hang on.
It's around here. Okay.
Ahem! That's better. Who art thou that dares to trespass through the enchanted woods of the wizard Flayne's Treacle and trample on all my little shrieking violets?
I am Sir Aurman, the below average, a traveling knight errant searching for a quest. I want to slay princesses and rescue dragons. Wait.
Oh, good. I've got a terrible dragon infestation. The basement's crawling with them. Come, good knight.
Good night.
Wake up! Now, follow me to my infested basement. It's right over here.
Flange, are you okay?
Oh, I bent my wand.
Come, Cloy, let us follow the mystical wizard into his abode. Hup!
Arise, my noble contracted labor, and watch your step. They're disgusting, these dragons. No shame, any of them.
How many dragons do you suspect are down here?
Oh, dozens.
Dozens? But if there were dozens, surely we'd see them.
Oh, no. They're not so big. They usually gather over there by the drain.
But they have wings and tails and long snouts, right?
No. They're little green and brown things that hop around.
These dragons, do they go ribbit?
Yes, the haunting call of the fire-breathing dragon.
Aha. Mr. Treacle, I think what you're dealing with is frogs, not dragons. Let's take a look. Yep, frogs. These guys couldn't harm us.
I'm on fire! Help!
I told you! Dragons!
Cloy! Quick! Get my emergency fire extinguishing water bucket and fill it with the special anti-fire water!
Okay, let's see here. Shovel! Nope. Lance sharpener? Nope, nope, nope.
Oh!
Armor polish! Nope, no, that's not it. Oh, here we go! Packet of anti-fire water!
Oh dear!
Instructions.
Open packet.
Sprinkle contents into bucket.
Help!
Add water!
Please help!
Hey,
come and help!
Any water?
Please come
help! Yes, I've got some water!
Hurry up!
Do you need any water?
Help, help!
Yeah, I need some water.
Oh, it's lucky that I've got some water then. Do you want some water?
Will you two shut up and get the water?
Okay. Here you go.
Thank you. Now, about these frogs.
Dragons!
Froggins, how should we proceed? I usually use a mallet, but I'm used to frogs that are slightly less combustible.
I'm sure it would still be effective.
Yes, but whoever squishes them will surely be exploded.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
But who?
Hey, why are you looking at me?
And so, our hero, Sir Owerman the Hesitant, and the magnificent wizard, Flange Treacle, duck down behind a tree.
Do you think he's hit the dragon yet?
Hey, fellas!
You stupid fool! You exploded my house!
Can't you just magic up a new one?
I could, but that spell was in my spellbook that I left in the house that you just exploded, you stupid fool!
Wait, so you need to find the page with the spell written on it?
Yes, but
a quest! Huzzah!
Are you done?
Yes. Thank you, Chloe. You may put those instruments down now. Now, where might I find such a spell?
We'll have to go see the Elder Wizard of the Isle of Thanet Life.
Isle of Thanet Life?
I've got to boogie on the disco round. Oh, yeah.
And so our heroes voyage across the treacherous Laquatia Sea, a sea infamous for its deadly creatures and powerful typhoons. A sea which only the bravest dare to even look at. A sea which kills normal men who just think about it too long. Anyway, it was pretty boring, so we're skipping that part. We join our heroes as they disembark on the Isle of Thanet Life.
Look, in the distance, is that castle where the Elder Wizard lives?
No, that's not it, young man.
Ah, then it must be that humble hut adorned with pentagrams and moons.
No, that's not it either.
Where is this guy?
I'm here! Ta-da!
Petty Cash!
Treacle!
Chloe! Ow! Oh, oh, ow, ow,
ow, ow! This is Rutherford B. Petty Cash, the Elder Wizard. Retty, this is Sir Owerman, the Delicate.
Good day, good night.
Yes, this daylight savings is messing with me, too.
For what? Have you sought out my guidance?
We need a spell to recreate Flange's house, which, was destroyed.
Ah, this is a very good spell. It's good that you have come to see me and get a copy of it from me.
Is it good? I thought that it was good.
Yes,
it is good. It was very good.
It'll be good.
You're all doing a very good thing.
But a good idea I had.
That's good.
Shut up.
Thing.
Now, good Elder Wizard, can we please have a copy of the spell to fix Flange's house?
Oh, that spell. Yes. The spell. Yes. You can have the spell. Yes. Yeah, okay.
Excellent. Wait. Are you going to charge me lots of money for this?
No. No, you can have it. We're running long this week, so we cut out the money bit.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Here you go. Announce the man.
Yes?
Would you like me to whisk these nice people home to get you to the commercial faster?
Oh, that would be awfully nice. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Everybody get close together. A little closer. Don't be shy. Put your arms around each other. Good. Now watch the body.
Ah! My goodness, we're back.
And I have my spell. Yippee!
Hooray! A quest well done. Now, Cloy, let us haste to the king and let him know of our triumph.
Okay. Goodbye, Flange.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, good wizard. And now, let's go.
Oh, Sir Owlman, the anticlimactic. You're back from your errand. Did you pick up the milk and eggs I requested?
Right.
Oh, Owlman. Executioner, take him to the gallows.
Here I go again.
This has been the Deep Red Program, starring Dan Grubb. Remember to use Deep Red for all your household needs. Try it on linoleum, in the cat box, and in your vinaigrette. And don't forget to keep some Deep Red in the car for tuning on the go. Best of all, it's Fair Trade certified, so you can feel good playing all your clothes in chlorine-free D-flat. Ask well-known professional Prince Hamlet, and he'll tell you D-flat's the thing, wherein you'll remove the waxy buildup from the cue.